have family relationships that are better just because you all get along? Like a brother-in-law who married your wife's sister? Yeah, me too. Hi, my name is Ken Williams. I'm a certified life coach, a podcaster, and the favorite son-in-law of Jen and Al. Don't believe me? Just ask. And this is my podcast where I can just talk to Chris and tell him whatever I want. And if I don't like his response, well, that's because Chris is just kidding. And I haven't been doing this for long enough. I've taken a break that's been way too long. And here I am. I'm stalling right now, by the way. Happy birthday, Cindy. And I'm getting interrupted by other people periodically. So sorry about that. But I wanted to share something with you. I've got a coaching program that I've been in for several months. David is the name of the coach. He's the mentor. He is amazing. And every morning at 9 o'clock, I don't know if I've said this before, but every morning at 9 o'clock, we have a call. And that means we did it on Easter Sunday. We did it on Christmas Day. We did it on New Year's Day. We did it on New Year's Eve. We did it every day. I have these calls at 9 o'clock. And he teaches for about 15, 20 minutes. Usually, sometimes he goes a little bit over, but it's usually just whatever is on his mind, whatever he kind of gets the feel for what we need to hear. There are about 40 of us in this program, 42, something like that. And he's been talking about the mind-money connection. This is about positive mindset, positive thinking, that sort of thing. But what he has talked about, really, what he talked about today has been amazing. So, and it was like he has been he's been eavesdropping on our family, on our black sheeple conversations and family discussions and things like that. So, it's about 22 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm going to play 5 minutes. But this is something that was just so enlightening for me and thought it might help you as well. So, here he is, David Nagel, talking about imagination.
Imagination is something that we live in all the time. All the time. Remember, you have the ability to choose, right? That's your greatest power, your ability to choose. The problem is most people use their imagination in the wrong way. They're actually being used by it, if you will. Meaning that they have all the things that are around them that they're exposed to, and it's constantly causing a subconscious reaction in their mind. So the outside world is causing them to think based on whatever's going on in the outside world. And since most of the outside world is looking through the lens of victimization, and that gets reflected back to us, what do you think it would cause our imagination to do? Look into the past. So whenever we look into our past, we're using our imagination to vision something that doesn't exist. And do you know that there's people that base their life on what happened in the past? Every day. Every day. They let the past and the people in the past and what they did or did not do control who they're being today. They're acting as if the past is still real. Instead of understanding that it's like a chalkboard, I can erase everything that's on it and I can create whatever new with my imagination I want right now. Whatever I want with my imagination right now. I don't have to go back and rectify anything from the past. It doesn't even concern me. Why? Because I'm not there. Why do I keep revisiting something that doesn't exist? On an individual level, we do this with mistakes. We do this with shame. We do this with guilt. We do this with embarrassments. We do it with anger. We do it with resentment. We do it with vindictiveness. We do it with I shoulda, I coulda. All of that is a projection. It's taking your imagination and visualizing something that no matter what the hell you do today, you can't change it because it's done. It's done. Nothing ever will change what happened then. But when you see people that are so engrossed in the past, it's really because they have no semblance of their purpose for the future for themselves. See, now one thing everybody's looking for is a sense of purpose. But when you're never taught that that sense of purpose is an inward thing, right? It's a God thing. It's a universal thing. It's prompting you in a direction, right? When you're spending your life following the wrongs of yourself from the past or anybody else from the past, you have not found your purpose moving forward. So with the intention inside of us that we want to grab onto something that has meaning, we grab onto something from the past. And then what do? We start behaving as if it's real. And then we look for other people who are behaving as if it's real. And we sit around and complain about our problems, and we complain about this and we complain about that. The past is gone. You can't change it. Let it go. 100% let it go. The only thing the past is useful for is the lessons that you learned from it. That's it. Like, this was a good thing back then. Do this again. That wasn't a good thing back then. Don't do that again. That's about the extent of it, really. And keep something in mind. You wouldn't be here as the person that you are if it wasn't for the past. But you're a brand new soul in a body right now that's capable of creating the most amazing future. If there's something from the past that is you don't like, that's dark, that's ugly, that's whatever, you could be like, okay, I'm not going to recreate that. Let me go create something beautiful now. Now, what does that require? That we take this intellectual faculty and we engage our imagination and live in the imagination of what we want to create. Because whatever imagination you live in will be the reality of your experience.
I'm not sure if you've seen any of that play out in anybody's lives, but I started hearing him talk about this morning. I pulled Marcin in because I thought this is exactly what I need to hear. This is exactly what I think will help me focus on what I want to focus on. So there you go. Hopefully that was helpful. Hope this is a good birthday for you. Sorry, Chris, that I didn't talk to you much. I'll talk to you maybe next time. But there you go. Tell me your thoughts. Tell me what you think. Anything you agree with, anything you disagree with, I can take it. Have a good birthday. Thanks for listening, Chris. And you know I'm right about almost everything. You might as well admit it. For anyone else who stumbled upon this personal conversation, and you could use my help, and you know you could, visit my website, kenwilliamscoaching.com, to get my Bad Boss Survival Guide. Until next time, good night.